First Peter chapter 5, if you have a copy of the Word of God and want to look along with us, First Peter chapter 5. Again, I'm grateful for the opportunity to gather again in the house of God. Appreciate what the Lord did this morning and what I felt in my heart. I'm glad to be saved. I'm glad I'm in the family. I'm glad I know what it means to be born again and to be a child of God. No greater thing could ever be said to know about. A lot of people know a lot of things, and there's a lot of things I don't know. But I'm glad I know that I'm born again, and I'm glad I'm in the family of God. And I was praying today, trying to seek the Lord, meditate on the Scriptures. I don't feel like I have a whole lot on my heart. Brother Bride asked if we were having service tonight. Told him yeah, so they hadn't been having Sunday night service at their place, and so we're grateful that he and his family are here tonight. And I thought maybe I'd just ask him to preach, but I forgot this verse on my heart that we all know and have all heard preached 1,000 times or more, and a very simple thought, but I want to give it to you tonight. Probably won't keep you very long, and trust that the Lord will encourage and strengthen your heart tonight. 1 Peter chapter 5. When you found your place, if you're physically able and willing to stand, we will together, out of reverence and honor to the reading of the Word of God. Just want to read one verse, and everybody knows the verse that we're going to read. Probably could quote it by memory. But verse number 7 says, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." We'll read that again. "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Thank you for standing. You can be seated. I thought about in these days we're living in to look around at the people of God. It seems like so many are carrying great loads in this day. And here the Apostle Peter is writing, and in the if I study and read the Bible correctly, in its context, he's writing to the elders in the church or the leaders of the church. And he has written verse number 7 to them, for them to cast all their care upon the Lord, for He cared for them as they cared for the church. That's in its context. But there's application to all of us, not just the pastor or the leader of the church, but there is application to all the people of God that we can all cast our care on Him because He cares for us. Matter of fact, this word care, Paul uses it in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, when he talks about all those things that he had endured, all the suffering, all the affliction, all the nights in the deep, all the days in prison, all the times when he was cold and didn't have a warm place to sleep, when he was hungry and didn't have any food to eat, and all of the forsaken that he had endured by those that said they loved him and said they would be true, but nevertheless they abandoned him. And Paul writes, besides all this, all that I've endured, there comes upon me the care of all the churches. That same word care is the same word that Peter here is using. It simply means whatever burdens you, whatever brings you low, whatever anxiety. That's literally where we get our word anxiety, or to be anxious, or to become distracted, or to be blown away, or to be burdened down with care, or burdened down with heartache, or burdened down with something that we want to see happen, but we can't do anything about it. Those are the things that Peter said we could cast. The word cast means to throw upon or to roll on. It literally means for you to turn loose and give it all to God. See, in these days we have a problem. We don't want to give it all to Him.
we want to come to the altar, and I'm not being mean, and I'm not beating on anybody, but we want to come to the altar, and we want to try to give it to God, and we may lay it down while we're here, but the problem is that we pick it up when we get back up and carry it back to the seat with us. And there's a lot of reasons for that. Maybe we don't fully trust Him to do what we need Him to do. Maybe we've not walked in such a way that we're close enough that we can tell Him all of our trouble and all of our care. But I'm telling you tonight, on the authority of the Word of God, whoever you are and whatever you're going through, He said we could give it, cast it, throw it, roll it all upon Him. He doesn't have any trouble. I heard one preacher say that the Lord has broad shoulders. He doesn't have any trouble carrying your burden, carrying your load. It's not too big, not too heavy. Why don't you just cast it all on Him? For the Scripture said we can do this because He careth for us. The word care means literally, I looked it up today, it means that it matters. It matters to Him. Your burdens matter to the Lord. What a thought that here we are. And I know I say it a lot, but boy, it really stirs my heart to think that here this handful of people sits on the side of the road in Madison County, North Carolina, and many people don't even know who we are or where we are. But it matters to the Lord of glory of the problems that are going on inside your heart, of the cares that you come waded in with. They matter to Him, and because they matter to Him, we can give it all to Him. I heard one preacher, I don't know that I ever listened to the message or heard the message, but I remember talking to him. He's a friend of mine. And he was talking about some things that he had studied and how the Lord had spoke to his heart. Matter of fact, it was from this scripture, and the Lord brought the conversation we had back to my mind. And he said, I'm going to go in, I think, that maybe I'd see him on a Saturday. And he said, I think I'm going to go in, Lord willing, and preach to my church in the morning on Jesus doesn't care. And it kind of caught my attention, and that my eyes, I knew when he looked at me, he knew that what he had said kind of caught me off guard. And he said, I want to preach to them, Jesus don't care how big your burden is, bring it on. Jesus don't care how broke your heart is, just bring it on. And so what I'm trying to say to you tonight is don't sit back there in the seat wondering whether he cares or whether he can. I'm here to tell you that He cares, and He can. Just bring whatever it is. He don't care how broke you are. Just bring your pieces to Him. He's the best at making all the pieces fit back together again. It doesn't matter to Him how heavy your load is. He said that we could come. He made us cry Himself and an invitation to come unto Him. All you that labor and are heavy laden, and find rest for your soul. I'm telling you, He said we could give our yoke to Him and take His to us. He cares about you. Many people in our day, they sit on the pew while the service is going on, and the Holy Ghost are working in their heart about bringing a trouble to the Lord. And matter of fact, if you study, and I know I talk a lot about words, but I think it's important to understand what the Lord was saying and what the Scriptures say. When Jesus used the words in Matthew 11 about being heavy laden, that word means literally doubled over with burden. It means to bear more than you're capable of bearing. And so what the Lord was saying is when you carry all you can carry, and the load gets heavier and heavier and heavier. I don't know if you've ever experienced it, but sometimes when you go somewhere, I thought about there was a few times in the fall, and I'm not trying to get caught, I'm just trying to make an illustration and preach tonight. But I remember sometimes in the fall, me and Dale would go deer hunting together, and where we hunted one of the places, you could only ride in part of the way, and you had to park and carried the rest. I don't know how many hundreds of yards it was. And it's straight up what we call about steep as a mule's face. And when you first started out, when you got off of the four-wheeler, the side-by-side, or whatever you was riding and put your gear on, it wasn't too heavy starting off. But the longer you went, the heavier it got. And I'm telling you, it may be day one of your burden. And you may feel like you've got it under control. But the Lord says, bring it now. Before it gets any, you don't have to wait until you're out of breath and feel like you're down to a crawl. But I'm telling you, whenever you get the notion and the Lord begins to deal with your heart, and He invites you and gives you the opportunity to bring it to Him, bring it now. Don't put it off. Don't struggle any longer. It don't matter how heavy the burden, just bring it to Him. But we have a hard time in the flesh admit that we need help. And some of us, I'm saying us because I'm preaching about myself. Some of us are worse than others. I don't like to admit sometimes that I need help. I want to try to do it by myself. But I'm going to tell you there's some days that I can't do it by myself. I'm talking about in the physical things. I try and try and try and just about kill myself sometimes trying to do it by myself. And you say, that's foolish. No, that's just how we are. And I'm going to tell you the same applies in the spiritual world. But the reality for the spiritual is this. In the physical, there's sometimes I can't do it by myself. But in the spiritual, there's never a time that I can do it by myself. And so even though I try, and you feel like you're spinning your wheels, and you feel like you're going uphill with a great heavy load on you, I'm glad tonight to know that we don't have to do it by ourselves, but there's somebody who cares about us.
We can unload. That's what that word cast means. It means to unload. I'm glad tonight if you come in with a heavy burden, I can preach to you and tell you from experience, not just, it would be enough if I could just tell you from the Word of God, but I can tell you from the Word of God, and I can tell you from my own experience that there's a place for you to unload. I'm glad tonight to know that there's a place you can shed that heavy burden. There's a place where you can find relief. I've thought about in these days, there's many that the burden's getting heavy. But I'm glad you can unload the burden on your heart. When you feel like you've wheeled, and you've wheeled, and you've wheeled, I'm going to tell you circumstances in our life change, and it makes the burden we have heavier for us to bear.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I'm not just trying to preach by circumstance tonight or tell stories, but they just keep coming in my heart. I thought of the circumstance. Well, what does it seem like a burden today? Well, the circumstances can change tomorrow, and it'll get twice as heavy or more. And if the Lord's calling you to unload now, I'd unload while there's opportunity. I thought about there's a day. Somebody had bought my daughter's a swimming pool, one of them, you know, you set up by yourself, and I was giving the advice to put sand underneath it to level it out, and I worked at the shop there, and my boss knew a guy who had a sand pile, and he said I'd come get whatever I wanted, so I took my old truck, and I backed it up to the sand pile, and I was going to get out and shovel it by hand, and I'm talking about how circumstances change, so you just hang on a minute, and I backed up, and I didn't realize when I was trying to get as close as I could to not work any more than I had to. And I didn't realize when I backed up in the sand pile that I caught my bumper in the sand pile. And I started shoveling. And I kept shoveling. And I kept shoveling. I knew it was going to take quite a bit, and I thought I'll have to make two trips. And I shoveled, and I shoveled, and I shoveled, and I thought, This took a whole more than I thought. It ain't squatted a bit yet. But I didn't realize that the bumper was on the sand pile and it was holding all the weight. And I just kept shoveling and I just kept shoveling and I just kept shoveling. And I'm going to tell you, that's how it is in our life. We just keep going and keep going and keep going. And the circumstances are okay. And we think we got it all under control. But then the circumstances change. And I got up about level with the cab. And I thought, boy, this stuff's wet. And it's got to weigh a whole lot. I don't understand why the truck ain't squatted. So I stopped. And I got in the truck and put it in first gear and pulled out. And about the time the bumper hit the sand, the back end almost hit the ground. I'm going to tell you how heavy it was. It was heavy enough that when I pulled in my driveway, by the grace and mercy of God, the brake lines came out of the bottom of the master cylinder from all the stress they were under because of the weight on the back end. And you say, I don't mean anything to me. Well, it should. It wasn't much changed. I just went a few feet forward, but the burden got heavy. And I'm telling you, the circumstances of our life change. Not much has to change. And it seems like the weight gets more than we can bear. You say, preacher, why are you saying all this? Well, I feel in my heart like I'm saying it because somebody's here tonight and you've got a burden. You feel like you're doing okay today. But the Lord's come by to say you may not be so hot tomorrow. And it's time to unload now. You don't have to wait until you're about to fall apart. You don't have to wait until you feel like you can't go on any longer. If the Lord's saying unload, unload now before it gets any heavier. We got many in this day that are under a heavy burden. I want to say we got many today that the battle's getting hot. Oh yeah. Getting hotter and hotter by the minute. And there's a lot of people in the Word of God that come to my mind today sitting in the chair thinking about a place to unload. And I thought about them three Hebrew boys. And it stood there and literally the fire got hotter than it ever been for them. But I'm glad in the midst of the fire that there's somebody there with them. I'm glad for that song to sing, I have somebody with me to share my heavy load. I feel His presence near me every day. And although trouble overtake me along this weary road, I have somebody with me all the way. But not just when it's good. The old Nebuchadnezzar looked in and he said, I see four men loose walking about in the form of the four as like the Son of God. Amen. I'm glad there's somebody with us when the fire gets hot. When the battle gets hot. And then the Lord brought my mind down to old Joshua. And we know a lot about Joshua. But He brought my heart to Jericho. And if I read my Bible right, this I can understand. Jericho would be the first major battle that Joshua would ever face being leader of the people of God. And apparently if you read the Bible, Joshua was a little intimidated. And Joshua was a little bit afraid. I mean, he had watched Moses all them days. He was the leader of the army when Moses stood on the mountaintop and held his hands up and they prevailed. Joshua was there when they whooped their enemies on the left and right, but he wasn't the main man. And now he's in the leadership position and he's already sent spies. And they've come back and said the walls are great. Their hearts are melting like wax because of our God. But the cities are great and the armies are great and it's still going to be a battle for us to fight. And apparently Joshua was afraid because the word of the Lord come to him and said, go on down there and look around Jericho for yourself. And Joshua goes and he begins to look at the city. And I don't know what all's going through his mind. Probably some of the same things that go through our mind. in these days that we're living in. And I feel like the Lord brought Joshua to my mind, and about it being the first real battle that Joshua had ever faced. And I'm not saying tonight that we're in the first battle we've ever faced. Many of us have been in battles before, but I'm telling you, there's a battle ahead for the church like this generation's probably never seen. And Joshua's looking around, probably thinking, how am I going to do this? What have I got myself into? Will the Lord really come through? And while the burden was getting heavy, and the battle was getting, oh, they hadn't pulled the sword yet. But inside the heart of Joshua, the battle's getting hotter and hotter. And he thinks, I'm in charge. And if we fail, it's all going to be on me. And it's going to be my fault. And the people speak a stone in Moses. And they'll speak a stone in me. And all of a sudden, while it's getting hot, Joshua turns his eyes, and there stands a man with a sword drawn in his hand. And he ain't just any man, but he's some kind of man. And the Bible said Joshua falls on his face before him. And he says, are you for us or for our adversaries? In other words, in the mind of Joshua, I'm just going to preach that's on my heart tonight. I think Joshua thinks, when I thought it couldn't get any worse, here's somebody else, and I don't know if they're on my side or on their side. And so he says, whose side are you on, mine or theirs? And the man says, nay. And inside Joshua's heart, he's thinking, what in the world? But he said, I am captain of the host of the Lord. And I'm glad on that day when Joshua felt like he couldn't do it, I'm glad there's somebody in the battle with him. And he had a meeting with the captain. I remember hearing an old man of God preach on having a meeting with the captain. And I believe in 2021, what the church needs to do in the heat of the battle is have a meeting with the captain and let him tell us it's going to be okay for us. And the battle's going to get hot, and there's going to be some hard days ahead. But can I tell you, when the battle gets hot, there's a place to unload. When you feel like you can't do it anymore, you can't swing the sword another time, you can't march another mile, I'm glad there's somebody in the battle with you that'll help you on. I don't know what you come in need of tonight. I don't know who you are and where you are. But I know beyond the shadow of a doubt in my heart, and there's more than I thought I might say, but I think that's what the Lord wants for tonight. And here we are in these days, dragging around these heavy burdens that we don't have to carry around, and fighting in the heat of a battle, thinking we're all alone when we're not. And what we need tonight is to come and to unload on Him, to cast all our care on Him, because He cares for us. You need to get some help tonight while there's help available. I thought about that record in the Word of God about that man. I thought several times here lately about him, that man at the pool of Bethesda. There wasn't no getting in to get what you need till the waters were troubled. And it's no different tonight. You may feel good tonight, may feel like you can carry the burden, but the Lord's come tonight and told you that you can get help and you can unload. And you may leave tonight, and the burden may get worse tomorrow, but there may not be the ability to unload tomorrow. You better unload while the Lord's given you the opportunity and the ability. As we stand all over the house, I'm done. As far as I know, but there's somebody, or more than one somebody's in the building, that you're under a heavy burden, or you're in the heat of the battle, and you feel like it's about over for you. You feel like you've gone as far as you can go. There's help for you tonight. Or maybe you're here tonight, and maybe you feel like you're carrying a burden, but it ain't too bad yet. But the Lord's come tonight to tell you you can unload. Would you unload tonight? Would you cast all your care? You say, preacher, you don't know what it is. It don't matter. Now, I don't say that in a bad way. It don't matter what it is. The Lord knows what your care is. The Lord knows what you're anxious about. The Lord knows what it is that's pulling you away. The Lord knows what's distracting you. The Lord knows what's got you worried. And He's saying, come and cast it on me. The altar's open if you need to come while we tarry for just a moment. If there's one in the house that you got cares or weights or worries, or in these days we're living in, there's so many of the people of God that have cares and weights and worries on them. And you don't rightly know how to handle it. And you're trying your best to deal with it. But it just gets heavier and heavier and heavier. Won't you come cast it on Him? Just bring it all to Him. It don't matter what it is. He said, cast all your care on Him, for He careth for you. It may not seem like much to anybody else, but I'm not talking about anybody else. The Bible said it mattered to Him. It matters to the Lord. Whether or not it matters to your spouse, don't matter. Whether or not it matters to the people around you, don't matter. It matters to Him. And He'll take your load tonight if you'll unload to Him. Father in heaven, I thank You, Lord, tonight for this privilege and opportunity to have been able to be in the house of God. I thank You, Lord, for each one that's come this way and for their presence in the house of God. I thank You, Lord, for the Word of God. I'm glad, Lord, that it still works in these days. I'm glad, Lord, there's a place for the people of God to unload.